This is the sound of the Montana Baroque Music Festival. For 17 years, a celebration of the era that gave us the likes of J.S. Bach, George Frideric Handel, and of course, Antonio Vivaldi. The concept is simple. Music of a graceful era played graciously by musicians who specialize in recreating the unique spirit of Baroque music, and who have a chance to perform in the idyllic setting of Quinn's Hot Springs Resort outside Paradise, Montana. Co-founded by famed violinist Monica Huggett, the festival is now headed by Portland-based violinist Adam Lamott. As with all artistic enterprises, the Montana Baroque Festival has had to cope with a variety of stresses and disappointments during the pandemic and with the curveballs nature has served up for us. And as with all artistic enterprises, the festival has adapted, including a truly unusual and creative substitution of instruments. More on harmonica player Joe Powers and his contribution this year to the Montana Baroque Festival in my conversation with the festival's artistic director, Adam Lamott. We begin with a look back at how Adam became director. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you so much.
So 17 years, huh? How many of those years? Isn't it about 15 or 16 that you've been connected with the festival?
Actually, technically all of them. I was here for the first one with Monica and a cellist and harpsichordist, and we just came out and did some trio sonatas under a little tent. And Monica, after a couple of years, had a lot going on, and she says, you know, Adam, I just can't handle this right now. I just need someone else to program and take over. And so that's when I took over as artistic director. So.
Very good. And the festival is a real tradition in these parts, having been on the boards for some 17 years or beginning in a tent. And we'll talk about the evolution of that in a second. But yeah. It is its usual 3-day self, runs August 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Quinn's Hot Springs Resort near Paradise, Montana. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that you started in a tent. And I think the very first time that I saw the festival, it was that white semi-stage set out in the meadow with folding chairs out in the audience.
Yep.
And that actually hasn't been all that long ago. But things have moved rather quickly over the past few years.
They have. I believe it was 5 years ago that Andre and his folks at Quinn's built a sort of an A-frame event spot, which is covered but open sides and a little lovely space for events such as this, music events and all sorts of things. And up until that point, we had some form of tent under which to play. And the audience had eventually a tent, but for the first few years, everyone was just sort of somewhat open air. It's so interesting to see the pictures from those early years because we were, as I said, just open air and subject to whatever the weather brought. A couple times we had to rush indoors and make quick decisions because storms came very quickly and unexpectedly, and it provided a little extra non-musical drama, as it were. But yeah, the last few years it's been lovely. It's a lovely spot, and I should say. You know, one issue for us playing outdoors and with classical instruments, especially with Baroque classical instruments that are not loud, we need amplification, and that's just been a necessity. And we've had that, and just, you know, less and less as we progress every year, we've needed less and less amplification because even outdoors under the A-frame, you can hear the instruments fairly well unless you're around the corner or in the back, and that's when we need a few speakers. But this year, we are, because of some smoke conditions and other things, and the fact that they have this new, what they've deemed Paradise Hall, And it's a lovely space with huge windows that face the river, and it's right on the river, and with a huge deck, and just, I mean, absolute perfection for an event like this. So we finally made a decision, let's just bring it indoors, and if it's nice, we can open some of these doors and windows, and so have somewhat of an outdoor feel to it.
As long as the audience is not distracted by the scenery, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, right.
In there. Also, there's a little bit of a change just in terms of the sound of the ensemble, which is also pandemic connected, yes?
It is, exactly. Our usual star recorder players, Matthias and Sophie, who live in Montreal, simply couldn't make it because of quarantine requirements by the Canadian government and other COVID related measures. And you know, with visas and all that kind of stuff, they have to plan so many months in advance. And you know, the call was made about 6 weeks ago that they wouldn't be able to make it. And luckily for us, we have an untapped Baroque instrument, the harmonica, around Portland, who's a friend of ours and a fantastic. He's usually touring this time. He tours 6-8 months a year all around the world, playing all sorts of music from classical to tango, shows in Asia and Europe and South America. And because, of course, of COVID restrictions, his concert schedule became very sparse, and he was available to come out. So I couldn't resist including a star harmonica player in our Baroque offerings.
It's a wonderful idea, but I can just imagine the jokes that will flow from that. They'll keep many people delighted for quite a while. I mean, is this an original one? Is it modeled on 1750 harmonica, which came out of Vienna, we'll leave that to the pundits.
Exactly.
Your theme for this particular running of the festival is the four seasons. Tell us how that kind of works out.
Well, you know, I figured it would be a nice welcoming back to, shall we say, normal. I think the last time we did the four seasons was in 2014 or maybe 15. It's been a while. Now, of course, it's an audience favorite, I thought it was a nice, just coming out of the dark kind of a bit of lightness to this whole thing that's happened in the last couple of years, and you know, they're very malleable and incredible pieces, and you know, we've done them probably two or three times. I think the first time we did them was under that tiny little tent, and then. And then I think the first year of the bigger covered space, and now it'll be in Paradise Hall. So we'll have, for the first night, first concert, we'll open with the Spring Concerto, and then close that concert with Summer Concerto. And then Wednesday will be seasons free, when we are featuring our star harmonica player, and then Thursday we'll play the other two seasons.
All right. And the lineup of musicians looks very familiar. Are there any other changes or additions to your orchestra for this time around?
There are, yeah. Actually, Curtis Daly has recently retired. He simply saw the pandemic as a welcome to retirement time. So he took full advantage of that. And so we have, luckily also in Portland, from Portland, we have a bass player, Andrew Harmon, who I've played many concerts with, and he's a wonderful bass player, and he'll be bringing his family and for the first time out at Quinn. So he'll be a great addition to the group.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful program. And we are pulling for you that the weather, although it matters a bit less since you're doing the performances indoors this year, but still to have that view just crystal clear across to the other side of the river would be a genuine plus. But 17th annual Montana Baroque Music Festival, August 3rd through 5th at Quinn's Hot Springs Resort in the lovely Paradise Valley in Montana. Well, Adam Lamott, director of the festival. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we wish we could be there with you, but we hope we may be able to sample some sounds from this one of these days.
Of course, Jim. Thank you.
We go out with a bit of that 2014 Montana Baroque performance of Vivaldi's The Seasons, appropriately from the Summer Concerto. More information on the festival is available at quinshotsprings.com/baroque. I'm Jim Tevenin. Thanks for listening to this Summer Music Festival preview from Spokane Public Radio. Thank you.